Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Parallel Worlds by theoretical physicist Michio Kaku is a wide-ranging tour of modern cosmology that asks one of science's biggest questions, is our universe the only one? Written for general readers, the book connects the Big Bang story to cutting-edge ideas such as inflation, quantum physics, string theory, and extra dimensions. Kaku frames the multiverse not as fantasy, but as a set of testable, or at least scientifically motivated, proposals that emerge from attempts to unify nature's forces and explain puzzling observations about the cosmos. Along the way, he revisits key turning points in astronomy and physics, clarifying how evidence reshaped our picture of space, time, and matter. The narrative also looks forward, exploring possible cosmic destinies from eternal expansion to catastrophic endings, and what advanced civilizations might do in response. The result is an accessible synthesis that blends historical context, conceptual explanation, and big-picture speculation grounded in mainstream theoretical debates. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from the Big Bang to a multiverse mindset. A central thread of the book is how cosmology moved from a single universe story to frameworks where multiple universes become plausible. Kaku outlines the observational foundations behind the expanding universe and the Big Bang model, then shows why unanswered questions remained, such as the striking large-scale uniformity of the cosmos and the origin of tiny fluctuations that later became galaxies. He uses these puzzles to motivate inflationary thinking, where a brief period of rapid expansion can naturally smooth the universe while amplifying quantum-scale variations into cosmic structure. Once inflation is on the table, the leap to multiverse proposals becomes easier if inflation can occur in different regions or end at different times. Then many bubble-like universes could form with varying properties. This topic emphasizes the scientific logic of step-by-step inference. Each stage aims to address a prior problem, and the multiverse appears as an extension of mechanisms already invoked to explain our own universe. The discussion also highlights a core philosophical shift: cosmology can become partly environmental, meaning some features might be explained by selection effects rather than unique laws. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why modern cosmology entertains parallel worlds without abandoning empirical discipline. Secondly, higher dimensions and the physics of hidden space. Kaku spends substantial time on the role of extra dimensions in contemporary physics, especially as they appear in string theory and related approaches. He explains why physicists consider additional spatial dimensions at all attempts to unify gravity with quantum mechanics often require mathematical consistency that extends beyond the familiar three. Dimensions of space. The book introduces the idea that extra dimensions could be compactified, meaning curled up so tightly that everyday experience cannot detect them directly. This provides a way to reconcile a higher dimensional universe with the apparent three-dimensional world. Kaku connects higher dimensions to the concept of parallel worlds by describing scenarios where our observable universe could be a kind of slice or brain within a larger dimensional space. In such pictures, other brains may exist nearby, functioning as parallel universes with their own matter and forces, while gravity or other effects might leak across the higher dimensional bulk. The topic also addresses why these ideas are scientifically challenging extra dimensions, demand indirect tests, such as high-energy experiments, precision measurements, or cosmological signatures. By translating abstract geometry into concrete physical consequences, the book helps readers see higher dimensions not as science fiction settings, but as serious hypotheses tied to unification and the structure of fundamental laws. Thirdly, quantum worlds, many outcomes, and reality at small scales. Another important theme is how quantum mechanics reshaped the meaning of reality and opened conceptual space for parallel outcomes. Kaku describes the quantum framework in which probabilities and wave-like descriptions govern particles and fields, producing phenomena that do not fit classical intuition. In this context, parallel worlds can arise from interpretations that treat the wave function as physically real rather than merely a tool for calculating odds. The book explores how the many-worlds-style perspective treats quantum measurement not as a single collapse to one outcome, but as a branching of possibilities, with different results realized in different branches. Kaku presents this as one of several ways to think about quantum behavior, and he uses it to connect microphysics with the broader multiverse conversation. The topic also underscores the difference between mathematical formalism and interpretive story. The equations can be widely agreed upon even when the narrative about what is happening is debated. Readers get a sense of why quantum theory remains both successful and philosophically unsettling, and how it inspires parallel world discussions that are distinct from cosmological bubble universes. By comparing these categories, the book encourages careful thinking about what counts as a separate universe, what counts as an interpretation, and how scientific progress sometimes includes multiple competing conceptual pictures built on the same experimental facts. Fourthly, cosmic evolution, dark energy, and the fate of the universe. Kaku devotes attention to the universe's long-term future, using modern observations to frame realistic possibilities rather than purely imaginative endings. A key driver is the discovery that cosmic expansion is accelerating, which implies the presence of dark energy or something like it. This development changes earlier expectations that gravity might eventually slow expansion enough to halt or reverse it. The book surveys different cosmic fates depending on the behavior of dark energy over time. If acceleration persists, the universe could thin out into a cold, dark state with galaxies disappearing beyond observable reach. If dark energy evolves, more dramatic outcomes become possible, including runaway expansion that could disrupt structures on smaller scales. Kaku also discusses cyclical or bouncing scenarios proposed in certain theories where contraction and re-expansion could occur, though these ideas face major theoretical and observational hurdles. This topic connects fate to parallel worlds in two ways. First, different universes in a multiverse might have different dark energy values, producing different lifetimes and structures. Second, understanding our own fate becomes part of understanding the broader landscape of possible universes. The value of this section is its integration of astronomy, fundamental theory, and the human question of what the cosmos is ultimately doing. Lastly, civilizations, technology, and survival in a vast cosmos. Beyond physics, Kaku explores what advanced technology might mean in a universe with extreme scales of time and space. He considers how hypothetical civilizations could respond to cosmic challenges such as resource limits, stellar evolution, and the long-term cooling of the universe. This discussion draws on broad scientific principles rather than predictions about specific inventions. The point is to show that the future of the cosmos is not only a passive astronomical story, it also invites strategic thinking about energy, computation, and survival. Kaku links these ideas to the multiverse theme by asking whether traversing higher dimensions, accessing other brains, or exploiting exotic space-time geometries could be possible in principle if the laws of physics allow it. He treats such possibilities as speculative, but uses them to illuminate what the laws imply and what they forbid. The value for readers is twofold. First, it contextualizes cosmology as relevant to long-term planning and philosophical outlook. Second, it demonstrates how physicists test the boundary between plausible extrapolation and pure fantasy by demanding consistency with known principles like relativity and quantum theory. This topic leaves readers with an expanded sense of scale and a practical appreciation of why fundamental physics shapes what any future civilization could realistically attempt. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious non-specialists who want an ambitious, readable map of modern ideas about the universe, especially readers who enjoy big questions but prefer explanations anchored in real scientific debates. It also works well for students and lifelong learners who have basic familiarity with space and time concepts and want to connect inflation, quantum mechanics, string theory, and dark energy into one coherent narrative. The benefit is perspective by showing how evidence, theory, and open problems interact. The book trains readers to think like a scientist about topics that are easy to sensationalize. You gain mental tools for judging multiverse claims, understanding why higher dimensions are proposed, and seeing how cosmological measurements constrain speculation. Compared with similar popular physics books, Kaku offers a distinctive blend of historical storyline, clear conceptual analogies, and forward-looking discussion about cosmic destiny and civilization-scale implications. He covers multiple parallel world routes in one volume, rather than focusing narrowly on a single interpretation or a single theory program. If you want a single purchase that surveys the major pathways to parallel universes while also explaining why the universe's future depends on deep physics, this book delivers strong value. If you would like to support Michio Kaku, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.